You're listening to WNTN 1550 AM and WNTN.com. Boston's hub for international radio and specialty programs.
Good morning, Calimera. You are tuned to WNTN 1550 AM radio here in Boston and across the globe on our sites, GrecianEchoes.com and WNTN.com. And on Tuesdays, we have joining us with a market update, Manny Frangidakis, along with Stamati Sastra. Gentlemen, good morning. Kalimera sas.
Kalimera.
Kalimera, Teddy. We're watching Morocco and Spain, and I got to be honest with you. Morocco is really, really a tough team. It's 0-0 game now, but...
How far in? How far into the first half?
Second half is starting right now.
Oh, very good. Very good. Very good.
Well, we have that, but Manny, tell us what's going on. I mean, the last week everything was okay. The Fed said, don't worry about it, no more hikes or not as much hikes. And all of a sudden, Friday, the job report came and everybody's employed, everybody's making more money, and everybody says, let's sell.
Yeah, exactly. You nailed it, Samati. So you had some exuberance last week, and that was due to the fact that, you know, Chairman Powell did not say that there weren't going to be any more rate hikes. He said that it would be coming close to the time where we could slow down the pace of rate hikes, and the market overextended itself. So where we thought the market was going to end the year is where they reached last week, and I think you're giving some of that back right now due to what you just mentioned. You had a very hot payroll number showing in particular that wages were higher than expected. And for those that know about inflation and have experienced that in different decades, that is the stickiest part of inflation is wages. Because what we know to be true is once wages rise, they very seldomly come back down. So that is one of the key components that the Fed will continue to watch. And don't forget, they want to see slack being removed from the labor market. They want to see the economy tighten. So with robust job gains and higher payroll, that's the exact opposite of what they want to see. So the initial reaction following that release on Friday was starting to price in potentially a 75 basis point rate hike in December, which will happen next week. We don't believe it will be 75. The market is now back to pricing in a 50 basis point rate hike at next week's Fed meeting. But we'll learn more as we get PPI on Friday and another CPI report the eve before the Fed meeting. So we do have some data points that will be coming over the next coming days, and they will be very telling. So just how a few weeks ago in November, we got a very cool CPI print and markets went off to the races. If we do get a hot CPI print this next week or in 2023, you would imagine the exact opposite happens where you see a sell-off in stocks and you see a jump in bond yields.
Okay, so it's all about inflation, inflation, inflation. And you know, Jamie Dimon, he did say inflation is... one of his concerns, and they may cause recession next year. And when he speaks, you know, people listen.
Yeah, and you'll hear more of that over the next coming days, because right now in New York, you have the Goldman Sachs Financial Tech Conference taking place. So you have Brian Moynihan, the CEO of BofA, speak this morning, as well as the CEO of Discover Credit Cards and a few other fintech sectors. So there will be rattling from a commentary standpoint, talking about the economy. Everyone is wanting to know where the puck is going. And it really relies upon the Fed and the actions that they create, not only next week, but as we progress into 2023. Now, I will say that I do think that we've had a very, very concrete background into the back end of this year. Normally, there is no real seasonality strength. Most people are expecting a Santa Claus rally to come to town. Probably doesn't occur this year, because every time that the market has been down close to 10% going into year end, you usually have a 2-3% pullback in stock markets in the last month of the year. And I think you're shaping up for a pretty troublesome start to 2023.
Okay, so we've got to hold to the horses. I mean, we had that if you look at long term, you know, it was one of the biggest bull markets ever. So, you know, if you say that the overall average, you know, stock rate is going to be about 7%, you cannot have 12 and 15% a year every year. Just you can't. You need to have some down years.
Correct. And that's what you're saying. I'm not sure that 2023 overall will be a down year. It depends on what the back end looks like. And again, a lot of that is going to be depicted on what is Fed action. At what point do they blink and reverse course from quantitative tightening to potentially putting some air back into the system, meaning lowering interest rates? Most people have projected it for back end of 2023, early for 2024. But here's the situation. The first mountain to climb for this economy and the markets was high inflation and then a rapid rise in interest rates. We've done a decent job of navigating those troublesome waters. The second part is the ramifications of those actions, meaning that corporate earnings are going to have to be downgraded quite significantly. You do have people on the street that are still expecting about 235 to 240 a share for the S&P 500. In real and nominal terms, you're probably looking at somewhere between, you know, Deutsche Bank came out the lowest with about 195. It's probably around that 205 number, which means that valuations will have to come down as well as forecasts, meaning stock prices have to come down. So I think as you navigate the first quarter, and in particular February of 2023, as we go into earnings season, yeah, I think you're going to see some pretty tough numbers bringing the market lower. But at the same time, it's going to open the room, open the door for the Fed to lower interest rates at the back end of the year, as long as inflation doesn't remain persistent. And for everything that we see right now, is inflation is dropping pretty heavily like a rock. So if things shape up, we could potentially have a soft landing in 2023 after some serious volatility. From there, you're going to want to see the market keep the lows of 2022, make a higher low, and essentially start setting up the leg for a new bull run going into 2024.
And the other wild card, of course, is the war with Russia and Ukraine. If there is any type of peace or ceasefire, that will also help if that's possible, you know?
Well, that's the biggest question, is there's so many different uncertainties and headwinds facing this market. For example, right now, we talked last week about the issues that were taking place in China. Well, it looks like that's reversed course, with a number of cities now fully opening up, with a number of public areas that are no longer requiring negative tests. So it's, what are the ramifications of a fully open China? How many points does that add to the S&P? And to your point, if you do get some kind of ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine, it's hard to imagine the markets not going off to the races.
Yeah, we've got there's a lot of quiet diplomacy, but it looks it's very far out, very far out.
Very far out, yeah. I don't think you'll see anything by the end of this year, and potentially, I don't know if you see anything take place in 2023, but it is something that investors need to be focused on. The other thing that I want to point out is that we've talked for over a year now, since the beginning of inflation, that value was going to massively outperform growth. Well, right now it's happening by about 20%. So I do think that continues for the next couple of years. So you want to be more oriented to value-based companies, think Walmart, PepsiCo, these companies that are actually up on the year, compared to your FANG stocks, your Facebooks, Alphabets, Amazons, Microsoft, and Googles.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook is down 80%, of being a little bit up, but all the technology sector, the layoffs, everything is, we're testing the lows there.
Yep.
Yeah. But it was, what was the average earnings per se? You know, the valuation was 30, 40 times. I mean, you cannot keep up.
That's the thing, right. And that's the difference when you go from a zero interest rate world to a potential 5% Fed funds rate.
Manny, I got to tell you, you know, just a fabulous report today, really on top of everything. Ladies and gentlemen, and, you know, listen, you can tell he's been doing this for several years. Really, you know, to secure your assets and you know, secure your assets in the, you know, one by one, 617-212-8343. Give a call to Manny. Be more than happy to spend a little time with you. 617-212-8343. Manny Frangidakis, 12 Points Wealth Management. Manny Stamati and a megalo evkaristo. Thank you very much. Manny Stamati, before we let you go, Patriots, it's all over, right? It's all over? What do we think? Any glimmer of hope for a playoff spot? We were helped out by...
I don't even know if we want it. That's the thing. I think they do make the playoffs. I think they beat Arizona on Monday night.
Yeah.
And I think you see the Buffalo Bills beat the New York Jets, and then we're right back into the races. Mm-hmm. But the problem is even if we make it, Teddy, I think we're one
and out. Yeah, one and out.
You know, and it's, you know, what do you do there? Then you... you're in the middle of the pack, probably bottom of the board for a draft pick.
You really set yourself.
Yeah. I mean, this team needs a lot of help.
Yeah.
From coaching to offensive line to playmakers. I mean, there's so many gaps to fill on this team that I'd almost rather have the draft pick.
Yeah. And then, Stamati, I'll defer to you with the soccer. You know, what's the game of the day today?
Today, right now, it's Morocco and Spain, 0-0, but it is a very, very, you know, well-played game. A lot of the ball is going up and down. Both teams are creating chances. This is not a situation where one team is dominating and the other one is parking the bus. And of course, yesterday we had the performance of Brazil. You know, 4 goals in 35 minutes.
Outstanding, yeah.
I mean, this was
our
house. He was a performer.
It was a bloodbath.
It was a heart.
The way they scored the goals and the way they touched the ball, the skill level and the ability to do that at such a high level. You have to understand, I mean, Korea is a great team. That's the thing. I don't know if they can do this again or not. Who knows? But what we saw yesterday was that the reason every little kid, you know, plays with a soccer
plays
ball
with
and
a
tries
soccer ball.
To put it through the needle.
Yeah, yeah. Gentlemen, have yourselves a wonderful afternoon, and we will regroup 1 week from today. 12 Points Wealth Management with Manny Frangidakis each and every Tuesday at 11 o'clock. And, of course, we put this up, in case you missed it, on our social websites. We'll be back after a little bit more music right here on this Tuesday morning in Boston on Grecian Echoes.